Good morning, beautiful people. I'm Jamie Filer, personal trainer and self-development coach. Welcome to your Monday morning mindset shift, where I'm going to teach you how to take what you're thinking and make it better. The glass is always half full, my friends. Today's shift is this.
How to elevate your game. So, I mean, clearly, again, I want to every single week, I hope I let you know just how much it means to me that you guys show up for yourselves. From, you know, signing up for the program to doing your check-ins to showing up for a Sunday call. Clearly, your game is already really solid. Let's talk about how to elevate it, how to get just 1% better every day. First rule is isolate to elevate, right? Take 5 minutes and make a list of people who are betting against you. And I know this seems counterintuitive, right? Because we always want to talk about the positive people we surround ourselves with and positive inputs, right? I use that phrase a lot. But 5 minutes of people who are betting against you, passively or actively. These are people who, you know, when you tell them a good thing that's happening to you or for you, they either try to upstory you. Oh, no, that's awesome. I remember when I Or these are the people who, when you tell them something great, they find a question that makes you second guess yourself or what it is you're doing, right? And even if you have to spend the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months off the radar to build the life you want away from these people, I strongly suggest you do. And some people might disagree, right? Isolation isn't necessarily the healthiest thing, especially if you struggle with anxiety, right? It's not always great to be alone, right? But you could also say, but Jamie, these people are my parents. Or Jamie, these are some of my close friends from high school. I get it. It is difficult to cut those people out. It's not a move that most can make, but it is a move that's necessary if you want to grow and change. So does it mean you have to isolate completely? No, but it means you have to isolate from those people specifically. That's what I'm saying. Not to, you know, go Airbnb a cabin in the woods for a year or like, you know, whatever, but just isolate from those who second guess, who catastrophize, who are passive aggressive around you, right? Most people ultimately settle for a life exactly like the people who put them down. Think crabs in the bucket mentality, right? You start crawling up, they pull you back down and you're like, it's just so hard to keep fighting them. But that's exactly why most people become most people. Make the hard change now so that you can become extraordinary. Be the crab that gets out of the bucket. And then of course, there's the opposite. Surround yourself with awesomeness. One of the most important ways to elevate our game is to be inclusive, right? If you've ever played a team sport, success is a team sport. If we are selfish and we try and hoard or hide our success, right? I tried to be humble about my win. No, there is no humility, okay? We won't get nearly as far as when we choose to include others in achieving our goals, but also be vocal about our success. It is teamwork that makes the dream work. When we're on our mission and we see anyone on our team wearing thin, we must partner up, bring them along, and expect the same in return. Not hope, not pray, not maybe they'll do for me what I'll do. No, right? By expecting that your teammate will show up for you the same way you've shown up for them, you are also elevating them. And then the other side to this is drop our egos and ask for help whenever necessary, right? Like Lynn asking for a friend to video her in order to see if she's doing better or even just well, that's asking for help, right? Especially if she didn't even know what her form looked like, there's had to put her ego aside completely, right? We are much more resilient when we have a community of support to turn to. So that can be finding a mentor, finding a think tank or mastermind to join. Katie and I are members of a particular St. Pete Girls Bosses Facebook group, right? That's our version of this. These are all ways we can use the experience of education of others to do better and be better. Now, again, this also has a lot to do with your environment. We've talked about it. If your work environment, your desk, your home office is not conducive to your own growth, if it makes you prone to distraction, right? We have to find a different environment. We have to change our environment. So what we want to do is, if you recognize your talent and your strength, then do whatever you can to create an environment that allows you to maximize them. You become a winner, right? This also includes part three, is not necessarily your physical environment, but your emotional environment. One of the reasons that a lot of you have chosen to work out first thing in the morning is because you realize, number one, that is always going to be your first win of the day. Regardless of what else happens, at least you got your workout in. Such a win. The other thing is that you have created morning routines that set you up to be bulletproof, ideally, right? If you have a good morning routine, then you've spent the first 5, 10, 30 minutes of the day protecting your energy, building this sort of force field that regardless of what happens, it's not going to affect you. That is what surrounding yourself with awesomeness is. It's your people, it's your external environment, and it's your internal environment. Next one is education. I do not care if this is formal education, like you've chosen to go back to school. That's amazing. Great. But this could also be literally just a YouTube how-to. This could be you signing up for masterclass. You cannot get better or elevate without education. I read an article that research suggests that there is a relationship between the quality of one's life and their level of education. But again, this isn't just like college grads. This is just, are you someone who in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s are continuing to learn and admit there are things you don't know? The more you are, Katie and I like using the expression elastic versus plastic, the better your quality of life. So to elevate, you have to know more. We all know the saying, work smarter, not harder. Well, education makes us smarter, right? Next one, and I'm pretty sure each one of you could have told me that this was a way to elevate your game, recommit to yourself. I got a message from a client who was going through past YouTube videos of mine, and I made one that said, it's okay to not want your goals as much as you think you do, right? Like if even let's say your weight loss journey, if you just you're not successful, it's been 11 weeks, 12 weeks, 13 weeks, and you're just still 4 to 7 macros, 5 to 7 macros, 2 out of 4 workouts consistently, you might not actually want the goal of being healthier, being fitter, losing those 12 pounds as much as you thought you did. And that's okay. But what is it that you want? I mean, was it something related to, you know, you wanted to lose the weight in order to be more confident so that you found a partner? Okay, fantastic. Or was it just actually had nothing to do with weight loss at all, but you felt a lack of control in your life? And you figured, rightfully so, that controlling your food and your movement would be a way to get it back. But turns out that's not the case at all, right? That's okay to admit that. Put your ego aside. But again, reaffirm your goals. What is it that you want? How many times have you promised yourself you were going to do something and then a year goes by, whether it's your birthday, whether it's New Year's Eve, whether it's an anniversary with a significant other, and you say, you know what, we're going to take that big trip this year, but a year goes by and nothing happens. That's okay. It's okay not to actually want the thing you wanted. But if you want to elevate, make sure you're putting your effort into the goal you're not willing to give up on. The goal you're willing to pass up, vacations, foods, etc., in order to lose the weight. But again, for what purpose? That's the goal you're not giving up on. So whether it's every day, every month, every evening, I highly recommend you do it every day though, especially out loud. Make sure your goal is congruent with you. All right, reaffirm them every day. I again suggest written and verbal every morning, maybe every evening. Embrace pain, get uncomfortable. Diamonds are made from coal under pressure. Iron is forged in fire. The phoenix rises from the ashes. Our identities are built around who we are, and who we are is largely constructed around what we do with our lives. I heard another friend describe it so incredibly well. He said, what most people don't understand is that the majority of all great things come from pain that is used in the right way. For example, you get your heart broken. Okay, it happens. You have a choice. This can either be the best day of your life or the worst day of your life. Because either way, 2 years from now, you're going to be someone. You can either let that breakup be the worst thing that's ever happened to you and you do nothing with it. And in 2 years, you are the same person and you're still mourning the loss of that relationship. Or you can let it be the best day of your life. You can let the biggest heartbreak you've ever absorbed be again your phoenix rising from the ashes. What can I learn from this? What can I do with this pain? Embrace it. It's telling you something. It's showing you something. But again, a lot of us, because it is uncomfortable, have rejected that pain. We've swept it under the rug. We've ignored it for so long. We're numb to it. But again, this is why most people are most people. Because we ignore it instead of using it to teach us something and get better. We're like, it's uncomfortable. It hurts, right? So in order elevating to our next level is all in the action, is all in how are you going to use the pain to be the phoenix that rises from the ashes. Of course, practicing patience. If we don't master having patience, we will never master success, right? I saw a really cool meme on Instagram where it was like a bunch of stairs, but then at the top, there was a flag that said overnight success, but each one of the stairs was like research, late nights, hard work, grind, hustle, sacrifice, right? But again, all we see is that flag at the top that says overnight success. We must use faith to bring us patience, along with obviously positive self-talk, an encouraging environment, right? Allowing ourselves to remain flexible with timelines, which is totally okay. We must hold the attitude that we cannot lose. We can only learn, right? Fail forward. If you don't succeed the first time, what did you learn from that time that we don't do again, right? What do I tell you guys if you, let's say, hit your macros 4 to 7 days? Okay, cool. No problem, right? It happens. But what didn't go right those 3 days that we don't ever have to do again? James Clear has a whole philosophy that on never miss twice. You can miss once, no problem. Again, no one's blaming you. But what did you learn from the miss that we can not do going forward? If we work hard enough and we know that we're actually honestly and truthfully doing all we can, then waiting isn't as much of a challenge, which is also really reassuring to know. And then lastly, and probably most importantly, is appreciate yourself. The most precious gift we give ourselves when trying to elevate our career to the next level or our relationship or our bodies is to take pride in who we are and what we're trying to achieve. We must be proud of our efforts, proud of our level of commitment, and proud of our desire to make a difference. It's one of the reasons I encourage you guys to do gratitude every day. And I hope that every once in a while you include yourself on that list. Or if you're having a shitty day, let's write down 3 things we love about ourselves. I know how cheesy it is, but I also know how incredible it can make you feel. The journey to success is no fun if we cannot take immense joy in our personal growth and development along the way. We can set a goal and lean our ladder up against a building of that goal, and we can crawl and crawl and crawl and look up and say, man, I have so much further to go, right? How long is this going to take? But then there are some days we really should look down at the ladder and say, oh my God, look how far I've come. Look how much I've already done. We have to take moments to pat ourselves on the back. Being proud of ourselves increases morale and motivation. It also allows you to keep going just a little bit longer. When we see that what we're doing is having a significant impact, or again, how far we've come, right? You may have set a goal to lose 30 pounds. You've only lost 12, which means you're less than halfway there. But then again, you've already lost 12 pounds, right? We have to allow ourselves to inspire ourselves in order to continue to do, be, and have more. And that's your Monday morning mindset shift. I appreciate you listening.
If you loved what you heard, subscribe, like, share, and tag me in stories about this podcast. I'll share back. Until next time, the glass is always half full, my friends.